Gate, par gate, par sam gate, bodhi swaha. Gate, gate, par gate, par sam gate, bodhi swaha. Gate, gate, par gate, par sam gate, bodhi swaha. Gate, gate, par gate, par sam gate, bodhi swaha. Gate, gate, par gate, par sam gate, bodhi swaha. Gate, gate, par gate, par sam gate, bodhi swaha. Gate, gate, par gate, par sam gate, bodhi swaha. Gate, gate, par gate, par sam gate, bodhi swaha. Gate, gate, par gate, par sam gate, bodhi swaha. Gate, gate, par gate, par sam gate, bodhi swaha. Gate, gate, par gate, par sam gate, bodhi swaha. Gati Gati Bhargati Parsamgati
In fact, I'm going to introduce them by a little story about each of them, maybe, and maybe telling their last books. An interesting point as far as Ann Waldman. Ann Waldman is going to read first, followed by Allen Ginsberg and Chogyam Trungpa. Interesting point as far as Ann's character goes. I first met Ann Waldman in 1965 at a party given by Bill Berkson to introduce some of us younger obscure poets to Frank O'Hara and John Ashbery. At that party, she interrupted me to correct my pronunciation of the Greek poet Sepphoris' name, and I thought, what an uppity bitch. Since then, I have watched the progression of this young woman from fresh Bennington graduate who wrote vague poems about Millville, New Jersey, to a woman with a big voice, whose poetry over the past few years has expanded to sing of everything American, from her vantage point, with the biggest and most exciting of voices. And I might add that her most recent book, Fast Speaking Woman, was published by City Lights Books. And she's going to have a book coming out in the fall called Journals and Dreams, published by Stonehill. About Allen Ginsberg, I might say that this here in Naropa is the first place that Allen has taught and stayed put for more than 2 weeks at a time. I think it's a very interesting point and says something about the energy in the space here. And given the fact that he otherwise moves fast, a different lover every night, as he says, that's saying something. about this space brought together under the umbrella of the Kagyu Tibetan Buddhism. Alan's energy over the years has altered the flow of American poetry, and one could probably talk for hours about that, but I won't. Certainly, if one includes life in capital letters in one's definition of American poetry, one would have to say that he is the major voice in American poetry today. And if Alan reads Howell, as I think he's going to, this will be an especial treat tonight. His last published book was Fall of America, also published by City Lights Books. And Alan Verbatim, a book of interviews. And coming out this fall is First Blues, published by Full Court Press. Yes. And as for our third reader tonight, Chogyam Trungpa Rinpoche, I met him first in 1970 when I went up to Tell the Tiger in Vermont. Almost by accident, and he had been in America for, I think, just a month or two at that point. And I had the only automobile in working order, really, at that time at the Tail of the Tiger, and so I drove him to airports on several occasions and so on, but drove him to various places where he needed to go. And this was, as I said, shortly after his arrival for good in the United States, and I remember asking him what so far had impressed him the most about America. Disneyland, he answered. And he said, "You see?" and laughed. As far as his poetry goes, of course, he's published a book, Mudra, a book of poetry, and since then, there's been a sort of a cross-reference, cross-influence going on between the tradition that he was taught or raised in the sense of writing poetry, and the tradition of various crazy American poets, among which he particularly likes Jack Kerouac. His poetry also reflects a connection with the bedrock of daily reality, as those of you who have attended his lectures here on that subject know. Finally, I'd like to say that, remind you again that there is a definite Kagyu tradition of writing poetry, which started, of course, with Milarepa, who was one of the world's great poets. And this included, as part of Trungpa's education, training in specific poetic forms. And one could say also that this artistic focus has influenced Rinpoche's activities in the other arts, visual, organizational, and musical. Thank you for coming. Our first poet will be Ann Waldman.
This poem was written this morning for a demonstration at Rocky Flats. Perhaps some of you were there. And it's a plutonium fantasy, plutonium poem. Fuck plutonium. Love it? Hate it? We'll all be glowing for a quarter of a million years. Teeth glowing, underwear glowing, pages of words glowing, microfilm glowing, nails and knuckles glowing, sore kneecaps glowing, ankles in despair, antlers glowing, storm clouds glowing, hair follicles glowing, golden earlobes, the better to hear you with, eyebrows glowing, flaring nostrils glowing, wrinkles like streaks of lightning, clavicles glowing, dorsal angles of ribs glowing, thorax glowing, rolling pelvis glowing, hip joints glow, capillaries glow, ah, the third lumbar glowing in pain, eyeballs glowing, poor, sad, monster eyeballs, reincarnated for a quarter of a million years. Plutonium has a life of a quarter of a million years, in case you didn't know. The poem is called Light and Shadow. Rest you by this various planet, or lounge in the sky lounge. Be my guest, I'll take you there, and introduce you around and show you the sky ropes and the city maps and the world as round as a lively face with head and atmosphere, and the sky as breath and the river as chant and the sun as aria, aria for breathing and for loving, aria for the dancing light and shadow upon the dancing globe. Light and shadow on the child's arms in a park under trees and towers. Light on the fresh canvas, the painter on the roof of West 21st Street under thoughtful shadow. Shadow on spoons in the metal drawer. The zebra plant yearning for light. Light for the eyes of Beethoven. Shadow inside the piano. Mellow, now violent shadow out of the piano. Power in the light of the violin. Sweet strings of light, shadow under my desk, big black boots in winter. Light through friendly words on shadowy telephone wires, light in health and shadow in health. Illuminate moon rocks, knowledge from shadow, light from darkest handwriting, print as light and white paper shadow. Light from newly polished floors, shadow in your smile under heavy lids. Cadenza light, shadow on the line of scrimmage, melodious indestructible Vajra songs, slabs of colored light on the horizon, the shadow of the big plane on the ground below. A single light in the mosque, shadow in the carved lace on Persian screens, geometric light on tiles, light through stained glass windows, light streaming through reels of shadowy celluloid, lights dimming in overworked cities, shadows in villages, no light but one, butter lamps, the black hole of Calcutta, birds in flight, the elephant's slow moving shadow, the imprint of Sappho, bird scratches, Haydn's mass in time of war, Leeuwenhoek's back bending to study microscopic shadows, lights from headlights, gels for colored light, silver light, winter day, the sun's in Scorpio. Golden light, Colorado desert, the sun's incessant. Volcano, Cotopaxi, gleaming, active shadow through the molten cone. Venus, biggest searchlight, August 1974 dawn, and bright as the crescent moon. Dim rings of Saturn, Mars, reddish light, twinkling in the dense night. Light refracted through cloudy, shattered glass, phosphorus glittering in the Mediterranean. The mineral lightning bug glowing on the farmhouse floor. The owl slow hoot in the forest shadows. Inexplicable x-rays, shadows on the lung. Doubt, despair, danger, beware shadows before a storm. Shadow of wide awake country fly on ceiling, 3 a.m. Chemistry, campfires, insanity, flashlights. Christopher Smart on his knees in mad poetic fervor. Virgil, the unmasked hero. Emma Goldman, an open book, more names, Gertrude Stein, Mozart, Wittgenstein, Whitman, Cecil Taylor's white jazz light, wave-breaking fingers on the black and white keys, white egrets nesting on redwoods, a loud flutter of big wings, of shadow on the green as they head out toward the lagoon, ultraviolet light radiating from lupine, shadow of the insects attracted, preparing to land, blue lights at the airport, shadow I'm wearing of our parting. Shadow I'm wearing of our parting. Glories in the sky raining down all silver and golden. Shadows between fingers, between breasts, between legs. Shadows of the monoliths, the monuments, the Leaning Tower of Pisa, the Eiffel Tower, the Camera Obscura in Edinburgh. Quaint shadows of mushrooms, tops of Amanita shining like silver moon in moonlight. Bright red by day. Dr. Anton Mesmer experimenting in the chill wind. Apollinaire drunk. Mayakovsky talking to the sun. Rambeau, bright youth visionary. Pound silent presence. William Carlos Williams, attaboy, attaboy. St. Teresa, a candle. Shadow on the mast. Death by drowning, a charmed life. Shrouded, umbrella, sheltered. Light from the Himalayas, the Andes, the brightness of snow. The shadows cast by mountains, by fast-moving clouds, the shadow of stormy Arabs, sure-footed Balinese, Cicero's light now fading, Galileo's vision, the long shadow of Jesus, Locke's reasoning light, Homer's voyaging light and shadow, Aristotle, dark and consuming, the shadow of Freud turning the century, Goethe's elective affinities, Newton's arrogant light, Calvin's stoic light and stiff shadow, poor Abelard suffering under prison's damp shadow, Socrates' wise forehead, Einstein's brain, the speed of light, Aquinas, Plato, Pasteur, all light bulbs in the brown study, a dark laboratory. Herodotus collecting light, knowledge of cats, Egypt's black ways, and foreign women. Dante spiraling upward to stars, Darwin, Rousseau, Descartes, all thinking in their armchairs. Michelangelo lifting his brush to paint a body shadow. Leonardo inventing, contemplating wings of light. Milarepa composing on the snowy mountain. Names, names, names. Once men who walked in daily light and shadow with light for the modern world. Without gravity, light enough to float. Without sun, no shadow. Sun on all the wonders of the world. The pyramids casting their shadow in the morning. The buildings blocking my shadow with their shadow. The light of sound, a KLH, a radio box, magnetic tape. The shadowy TV, sinister propaganda parading as light. A devastated land, the sun still shines, bloodshed on the land, shadow on the American soul. The diamond spirit of warriors glinting in the sun under evil glare. Shadows in houses when it's always raining. Light reflecting off pools of rain. Shadows of passing traffic, of big fur coats. Slender shadows at the beach, a flame in a room without electricity. Shadow on the page of Stendhal I'm reading, shadow of your head against a stucco wall. Light in the dreams of martyrs, shadows from their fiery death at the cruel stake. Light on the crystal on the brain, shadow at the back of the mind trying to remember something. Shadow in the mouth, a doctor's light on the polished teeth in a troubled ear. Black holes, white holes, silver bullets, light on the edge of night, the shadow of the moon, an eclipse for the total world, shadows in notebooks, in matchbooks till you open them, in the heart until it opens, to light the eyes of the person you love, the tall shadows of people, of trees, of rockets, of obsolescence, of plastic, of neon, of laser beams, of solar flares, the light that turns you around, that shocks, that blinds, that draws your hands up to your eyes and you run for shadow. The light of women radiating with all their wholeness, with soft ground control light, men's light of clarity, penetration, a shiny helmet. Fucking on the edge of night, night on the edge of shadow, the innate shadow of cities, the hidden light of cities, the shadow in the valley, the shadow the horse makes running, the swift hunter's eyes darting between light and shadow. The shadow the gull makes, the crow, the eagle, the vulture, the light glistening on the sweat seals playing on the San Francisco coast, the shadows furniture makes in all the living rooms all across the world, the shadows huts make, the light absorbed into clothes, the women in South America beating their clothes against the rocks, drying them in sun and sitting down in shadow, the cool shadows of water, fish illuminated, their colors brilliant in the glittering light through the clear sea, darting in and out of light and shadow. Shadow from the tender water plants, swaying in the tender light and shadow. Notes from Rolling Stones at Fort Collins, July 20th, 1975. Poudre County cops real friendly. They're letting everyone smoke grass, but no booze allowed at 9 a.m. Smooth tan legs stem from cutaway jeans like interesting tropical plants, so lush and nubile, and there are 50,000 of them doubled. flesh, flesh, sweet, jumping, flashy flesh. I hope you're feeling me like I'm feeling you, says the big black mama, skirted in rabbit tails from backup group Rufus. Lots of blankets and ice buckets, and some guys rolling in the mud, stoned out on salt pills. Hey, man, it's 2 o'clock already, and they still ain't here. Hot dogs sold out, but plenty of Cracker Jacks and Coke. Hey, let's go into a heat trance. Hey, here comes a brief storm. Suddenly, two enormous hot air balloons go up, and the flags are raised for the visiting royalty. The gods descend from on high by helicopter. All right. Hey, let's go by a fantasy far from the centers of ambition. Here he comes, Mick, a veritable Renaissance man under Chartreuse umbrella, to speak to that within us, touching our sex and playfulness. Androgyny, androgyny, elastic legs flash. Airplane stunt does vertical lift, then nosedive into own smoke, looking dangerous. Then expensive parachutes alight from sky, colored smoke in the breeze, sun going down, going home. Some short recent poems. This is a cut-up done with a student of mine here. Sun the blonde out, sun the blonde out. That's my mind out nines in Coke, blue boxes of Ralph Waldo, the people people. A year ago, I smelled the wild Columbine, and the Lutherans have built Anne, a lively-haired lady to leave these strokes out, circa sipping iced tea by the blonde, tough leather trees down canyon to Austin, Cortez photo around the turn of the century, postcard of bear-like person with someone else in car. The buffaloes are not what yes or title yes. My sweet one laid up Sakua, Ecuador. I like this 1-5 spot Catholic right religion out. Well, a man slipped white crosses to the responsible one coming for an interview. Remember some apartments, 10:45 a.m. Bright African dancing mountains and today two rains. In the baths last night, not to get violent, anarchy touches wire or scare up a storm. Sun the blonde out, sun the blonde out. Halter strand suds the publisher pusher. A blue heron passes. Youthful Italian Infanta says, the president's not in here, thank you, mister. A woman waits or bird over bridge. As I exit, he drives upon the buffalo, making a good cover, America's thinking, but wooden hearts I saw in Sun Ra's jungle dark hair, rich pieces of orchestra shimmer in this century only. Caressed you curiously, gush history, but lie here with the gold. Wild Indian don't move like stallions, or did my heart not shoulder high. This heart moves its head from side to side, opens doors or sets a clock. Authority, dream figures, hallucinations, your transparent skin, pale traveler. Dear Jamie, this may be said to be ready, and if resisting, have no thought, but face a roof of notes above the world. Slowly, the first page only for you, the astonished eye, it's all you. Sunny, taste you and touch this memory down. Suppose a collapse deceived into thinking you have progressed in rubbed purr, a special antelope you are. It is June as I write. I sit inside the blonde before you, after you, beside you. Your light is sharp and gentle, in crystal tails, in cool palatial light. It's all love shimmering, clouds racing over mountains, someplace here now, for them, for you. More in any wetness, summer begins or long ago. And do what I know best, actually, and weeping, do nothing best, but love you best, the birds like flutes winding down, and see these things for you, your face the wind makes, more light rain, le dolce rime d'amour, how careful I was, but now against that time, I write these things for you. Your leg around my river body. Walk through the night. Move your legs. I move my legs. And the stars at solstice, you laugh. Hoist sail, little bark of my wit. Celestial pilot gazing round. How can I speed without you? Light of the rising sun in Aries makes me set a face to the hillside. Leave the singing now, nor was our parting over at the foot of the mountain. Fast-speaking woman, this is a current realization, as Jackson McClough says, realization. I call on that within me which speaks in me. All of these things are looking at me. I call on female deities wrathful and compassionate. I is another. Because I don't have spit, because I don't have rubbish, because I don't have dust, because I don't have that which is in air, because I am air, let me try you with my magic power. I'm a shouting woman. I'm a speech woman. I'm an atmosphere woman. I'm an airtight woman. I'm a flesh woman. I'm a flexible woman. I'm a high-heeled woman. I'm a high-style woman. I'm an automobile woman. I'm a mobile woman. I'm an elastic woman. I'm a necklace woman. I'm a silk scarf woman. I'm a know-nothing woman. I'm a know-it-all woman. I'm a day woman. I'm a doll woman. I'm a sun woman. I'm a late afternoon woman. I'm a clock woman. I'm a wind woman. I'm a white woman. I'm a silver light woman. I'm an amber light woman. I'm an emerald light woman. I'm an abalone woman. I'm the abandoned woman. I'm the woman abashed, the gibberish woman, the aborigine woman, the woman absconding, the absent woman, the transparent woman, the absinthe woman, the woman absorbed, the woman under tyranny, the contemporary woman, the mocking woman, the artist dreaming inside her house. I'm the gadget woman. I'm the druid woman. I'm the Igbo woman. I'm the Yoruba woman. I'm the vibrato woman. I'm the rippling woman. I'm the gutted woman. I'm the woman with wounds. I'm the woman with shins. I'm the eroding woman. I'm the suspended woman. I'm the woman alluring. I'm the architect woman. I'm the trout woman. I'm the tungsten woman. I'm the woman with the keys. I'm the woman with the glue. I'm a fast-speaking woman. Water that cleans as I go. Flowers that clean. Water that cleans as I go. I'm a twilight woman. I'm a trumpet woman. I'm the raffia woman. I'm the volatile woman. I'm the prodding woman. I'm the vagabond woman. I'm the defiant woman. I'm the demented woman. I'm the demimonde woman. I'm the woman deracinated, the woman destroyed, the detonating woman, the demon woman. I'm the lady of the acacias. I'm the lady with the rugs. I'm the accomplished woman. I'm the woman who drives. I'm the alabaster woman. I'm the egregious woman. I'm the embryo woman. I'm the girl under an old-fashioned duress. I'm a thought woman. I'm a creator woman. I'm a waiting woman. I'm a ready woman. I'm an atmosphere woman. I'm the morning star woman. I'm the heaven woman. That's how it looks when you go to heaven. They say it's like softness there. They say it's like day. They say it's like dew. I'm a lush woman. I'm a solo woman. I'm a sapphire woman. I'm a stay-at-home woman. I'm a butterfly woman. I'm a traveling woman. I'm a hitchhike woman. I'm a hitching post woman. I'm the sun woman. I'm the coyote woman. I won't be home. I'll be back. I'm the justice woman. It's not sadness. No, it's not a lie. I'm the caustic woman. I'm the resonating woman. I'm the altercating woman. I'm the ambidextrous woman. I'm the ambiguous woman. I'm the effusive woman. I'm the ancipital woman. I'm the woman in the mirror. I'm the woman in the museum. I'm a fast-speaking woman. I'm the ameliorating woman. I'm the marabout woman. I'm the indolent sylph. I'm the frugal handmaiden. I'm the harridan. I'm the trickster. I'm the shy courtesan. I'm the minx. I'm the frau. I'm the woman with the wares. I'm the woman with the whims. I'm the woman with the hems. I'm the woman with the bolts. I'm the poet dreaming inside her house. I'm the tautological woman. I'm the technological woman. I'm the tally sheet woman. I'm the dallying woman. Water that cleans, flowers that clean, water that cleans as I go. I'm the hieratic woman, I'm the hermetic woman, I'm the harvesting woman, I'm the cloistered woman, I'm the prismatic woman, I'm the manic woman, I'm the backseat woman, the visceral woman, the Valkyrie, the vermilion woman, the pivoting woman, the Vesuvian woman, I'm the vexed woman, I'm the woman put a hex on you, I'm the concealing woman, I'm the babbling woman, I'm the backsheesh woman, I'm the bankrupt woman, I'm the bargaining woman, I'm the barracuda woman, I'm the bellicose woman, I'm the benevolent woman, I'm the petulant woman, I'm the aimless woman, I'm the average woman, I'm the woman adoring, the woman adulterated, I'm the acetate woman, I'm the Southern Cross woman, I'm the moon woman, I'm the day woman, I'm a doll woman, I'm a sun woman, I'm a lone star woman, I'm a loose ends woman, I'm a pale coast woman. I'm a mainstay woman. I'm the rock woman. I'm the horse woman. I'm the monkey woman. I'm the chipmunk woman. I'm the mountain woman. I'm the blue mountain woman. I'm the marsh woman. I'm the jungle woman. I'm the tundra woman. I'm the lady in the lake. I'm the lady in the sand. Water that cleans. Flowers that clean. Water that cleans as I go. I'm a bird woman, I'm a book woman, I'm a devilish clown woman, I'm a holy clown woman, I'm a whirling dervish woman, I'm a whirling foam woman, I'm a playful light woman, I'm a tidal pool woman, I'm a fast speaking woman. I'm the witch woman, I'm the beggar woman, I'm the shade woman, the shadow woman, the leaf woman, the leaping woman, green plant woman, green rock woman, I'm a rest stop woman, I'm a city woman, I long for the country. I get on the airplanes and fly away. I know how to work the machines. I'm a sighing woman. I'm a singing woman. I'm a sleeping woman. I'm a muscle woman. I'm a mystic woman. I'm a cactus woman. It's not strange. No, it's not a lie. I'm the diaphanous woman. I'm the diamond light woman. I'm the adamant woman. I'm the headstrong woman. I'm the tunnel woman. I'm the terrible woman. I'm the tree woman. I'm the trembling woman. I'm the treacherous woman. I'm the touchy woman. Flowers that clean. Water that cleans. Flowers that clean as I go. I'm an impatient woman. I've got the right of way. I'm the baby woman. I'll cry. I'm the wireless woman. I'm the nervous woman. I'm the wired woman. I'm the imperious woman. I'm the purple sky woman. I'm the purple light woman. I'm the speckled light woman. I'm the sugar light woman. I'm the breathless woman. I'm the hurried woman. I'm the girl with the unquenchable thirst. Flowers that clean as I go. Water that cleans. Flowers that clean as I go. Hey, you there. Hey, you there. I'm talking. I'm a jive-ass woman. I'm the calloused woman. I'm the callow woman. I'm the clustered woman. I'm the dulcimer woman. I'm the dainty woman. I'm the murderous woman. I'm the discerning woman. I'm the dissonant woman. I'm the anarchist woman. I'm the Bantu woman. I'm the Buddha woman. I'm the baritone woman. I'm the Bedouin woman. I'm the woman with taste. I'm the woman with the mushrooms. I'm the phantom woman. I'm the moaning woman. I'm the river woman. I'm the singing river woman. I'm the clear water woman. I'm the cleansing woman. I'm the clay woman. I'm the glazed woman. I'm the glass-eyed woman. I'm the stone woman, the stone-toothed woman, the woman with bones, the fossil woman, the soft-fleshed woman. That's how it looks when you go to heaven. They say it's like softness there. They say it's like land, like day, like dew. I'm the lonesome woman, the woman without a home. I'm the lithesome woman, the limber woman, the woman forbidden, the woman divided, the woman entangled, the woman caught between two continents, the woman dancing inside her house. I'm the contented woman. I'm the unrelenting woman. I'm the unresolved woman. I'm the woman with the treble, the soprano woman, the woman who roves, the woman riding in clover, the woman deliberating, the foraging woman, the phenomena woman, the woman who studies, the woman who names, the woman who writes. I'm the cataloging woman, water that cleans, flowers that clean, water that runs as I go. I'm the vendetta woman, the inventive woman, the infective woman, the reflective woman, the grave miscreant, the molten matter, the substratum, the tumbleweed, the half-breed, the banyan tree, the static woman, the woman in classic pose. I'm the silk woman, I'm the cloth woman, I'm the silver cloth woman, I'm the gold cloth woman, I'm the emerald cloth woman, I'm the woman who dreams, I'm the woman who exhales, I'm the night woman, I'm the black night woman, I'm the night without a moon, I'm the angel woman, I'm the white devil woman, I'm the green skin woman, I'm the green goddess woman, I'm the woman with arms, the woman with wings, the woman with sprouts, the woman with leaves, I'm the branch woman, I'm the masked woman, I'm the deep trance woman, I'm the meat woman, the red meat woman, fish woman, blue fish woman, woman with scales, woman with fins, crawling woman, swimming woman, sunfish woman, silver fish woman, water that cleans. I'm the moss woman, velvet moss woman, woman with vines, with thorns, the needle woman, the pine needle woman, the science woman, the mistaken woman, the inexorable woman, the explorer woman. That's how it looks when you go to heaven. I'm the impoverished woman. I'm the heavy belly woman. I'm the woman with hair. I'm the woman with child. I'm the heathen woman. I'm the hermaphrodite woman. I'm the iridescent woman. I'm the hazardous woman. I'm the precipice woman. I'm the insouciant woman. I'm the jasmine woman. I'm the jaguar woman. I'm the Inca woman. I'm the woman with a facade. I'm the woman with the sparks. I'm a fast-speaking woman. I'm a taxi woman. I'm a tactile woman. I'm a ductile woman. I'm a taciturn woman. I'm a fierce woman. I'm a Jupiter woman. I'm a tiger woman, a woman with claws, with fangs. I'm the closed circuit woman, the muddy bank woman, the big-footed woman, the big-hearted woman. I'm the shimmering woman. I'm flowers radiating light. I'm the heavy paint woman. I'm the patina woman. I'm the matinee woman. I'm the Neanderthal woman. I'm the automaton woman. I'm the decadent woman. I'm the opulent woman. Water that cleans, flowers that clean, water that cleans as I go. I'm the woman with a weight on her shoulders. I'm the woman with a weight on her back. I'm the old woman. I'm the stooped over woman. I'm the barefoot woman. I'm the dark-eyed woman. I'm the raven dark woman. I'm the jet black woman. I'm the slippery eel woman. I'm the facile woman. I'm the ecliptic woman. I'm the sine wave woman. I'm the sliding woman. I'm the redundant woman. I'm the floating woman. I'm the flotsam woman. I'm the gypsy woman. I'm the rain woman. I'm the rainy season woman. I'm the lady from 29 Palms. I'm the incumbent woman. I'm the woman askew, the woman amok, the amorous woman, the malachite woman, the hidden cave woman, the woman inspired inside her house. I'm the volcano woman. I'm the pressured woman. I'm the bituminous woman, the slimy fuel woman, the bright fire woman, the fire eater woman. I'm the spaced out woman. I'm the hemmed in woman. I'm the woman with the walking shoes. I'm the woman with a straw hat. I'm a fast speaking woman. I'm a fast rolling woman. I'm a rolling speech woman. I'm a rolling water woman. I know how to shout. I know how to sing. I know when to stop.
For this auspicious reading relating to lineage, I would like to begin my reading with a short poem by William Carlos Williams, who was a great American poetry guru. Thursday, sometime perhaps in 1923, Thursday. I have had my dream, like others, and it has come to nothing, so that I remain now carelessly with feet planted on the ground and look up at the sky, feeling my clothes about me, the weight of my body in my shoes, the rim of my hat, air passing in and out at my nose, and resolve to dream no more. For this auspicious reading, I would like to begin my reading with Howl for Carl Solomon, which I want to read because I don't read it often because it's too much of a bravura piece, and I don't want to get hung up on it. And on the other hand, as the director of the Kerouac School of Disembodied Poetics, I also want to present my best at one time or other during the summer session, and also some ears here have not heard this recitation. Howl for Carl Solomon. I saw the best minds of my generation destroyed by madness, starving, hysterical, naked, dragging themselves through the Negro streets at dawn looking for an angry fix. Angel-headed hipsters burning for the ancient heavenly connection to the starry dynamo and the machinery of night, who poverty and tatters and hollow-eyed and high sat up smoking in the supernatural darkness of cold water flats, floating across the tops of cities, contemplating jazz, who bared their brains to heaven under the L and saw Mohammedan angels staggering on tenement roofs, illuminated, who passed through universities with radiant, cool eyes, hallucinating Arkansas and Blake Light tragedy among the scholars of war, who were expelled from the academies for crazy and publishing obscene odes on the windows of the skull, who cowered in unshaven rooms in underwear, burning their money in waste baskets and listening to the terror through the wall, who got busted in their pubic beards returning through Laredo with a belt of marijuana for New York, who ate fire in paint hotels or drank turpentine in Paradise Alley death, or purgatoried their torsos night after night with dreams, with drugs, with waking nightmares, alcohol and cock and endless balls, incomparable blind streets of shuddering cloud and lightning in the mind leaping toward poles of Canada and Patterson, illuminating all the motionless world of time between peyote solidities of halls, backyard green tree, cemetery dawns, wine drunkenness over the rooftops, storefront burrows of T-head, joyride, neon, blinking traffic light, sun and moon and tree vibrations in the roaring winter dusks of Brooklyn, ashcan rantings and kind king, light of mind, who chained themselves to subways for the endless ride from Battery to Holy Bronx on Benzedrine until the noise of wheels and children brought them down, shuddering, mouth racked and battered, bleak of brain, all drained of brilliance in the drear light of zoo, who sank all night in submarine light of Bickford's, floated out and sat through the stale beer afternoon in desolate Fugazi's, listening to the crack of doom on the hydrogen jukebox, who talked continuously 70 hours from park to pad to bar to Bellevue to museum to the Brooklyn Bridge, a lost battalion of platonic conversationalists jumping down the stoops, off fire escapes, off windowsills, off Empire State, out of the moon. Yakety-yacking, screaming, vomiting, whispering facts and memories and anecdotes and eyeball kicks and shocks of hospitals and jails and wars, whole intellects disgorged in total recall for 7 days and nights with brilliant eyes, meat for the synagogue cast on the pavement, who vanished into nowhere, then New Jersey, leaving a trail of ambiguous picture postcards of Atlantic City Hall. Suffering eastern sweats and Tangerian bone grindings and migraines of China under junk withdrawal in Newark's bleak furnished room, who wandered around and around at midnight in the railroad yard, wondering where to go, and went, leaving no broken hearts. Who lit cigarettes in boxcars, boxcars, boxcars racketing through snow toward lonesome farms in grandfather night. Who studied Plotinus, Poe, St. John of the Cross, the Book of the Dead, telepathy, and Bop Kabbalah because the cosmos instinctively vibrated at their feet in Kansas. Who loaned it through the streets of Idaho, seeking visionary Indian angels who were visionary Indian angels, who thought they were only mad when Baltimore gleamed in supernatural ecstasy, who jumped in limousines with the Chinamen of Oklahoma on the impulse of winter, midnight, streetlight, small town, rain, who lounged hungry and lonesome through Houston seeking jazz or sex or soup, and followed the brilliant Spaniard to converse about America and eternity, a hopeless task, and so took ship to Africa, who disappeared into the volcanoes of Mexico, leaving behind nothing but the shadow of dungarees and the lava and ash of poetry scattered in fireplace Chicago, who reappeared on the West Coast investigating the FBI in beards and shorts with big pacifist eyes, sexy in their dark skin, passing out incomprehensible leaflets, who burned cigarette holes in their arms protesting the narcotic tobacco haze of capitalism, who distributed super communist pamphlets in Union Square, weeping and undressing while the sirens of Los Alamos wailed them down and wailed down wall, and the Staten Island ferry also wailed, who broke down crying in white gymnasiums, naked and trembling before the machinery of other skeletons, who bit detectives in the neck and shrieked with delight in police cars for committing no crime but their own wild cooking, pederasty, and intoxication, who howled on their knees in the subway and were dragged off the roof waving genitals and manuscripts, who let themselves be fucked in the ass by saintly motorcyclists and screamed with joy, who blew and were blown by those human seraphim, the sailors, caresses of Atlantic and Caribbean love, who bawled in the morning and the evenings in rose gardens and the grass of public parks and cemeteries, scattering their semen freely to whomever come who may, who hiccuped endlessly trying to giggle but wound up with a sob behind a partition in a Turkish bath when the blonde and naked angel came to pierce them with a sword, who lost their love boys to the three old shrews of fate, the one-eyed shrew of the heterosexual dollar, the one-eyed shrew that winks out of the womb, and the one-eyed shrew that does nothing but sit on her ass and snip the intellectual golden threads of the craftsman's loom, who copulated ecstatic and insatiate with a bottle of beer, a sweetheart, a package of cigarettes, a candle, and fell off the bed, and continued along the floor and down the hall and ended fainting on the wall with a vision of ultimate cunt and cum eluding the last jism of consciousness, who sweetened the snatches of a million girls trembling in the sunset and were red-eyed in the morning, but prepared to sweeten the snatch of the sunrise, flashing buttocks under barns and naked in the lake, who went out whoring through Colorado in myriad stolen night cars, Neil Cassady, secret hero of these poems, joy to the memory of his innumerable lays of girls in empty lots and diner backyards, Coxman and Adonis of Denver, movie houses, rickety rows, on mountaintops, in caves, or with gaunt waitresses in familiar roadside, lonely petticoat upliftings, and especially secret gas station solipsisms of John's and hometown alleyways, too, who faded out in vast sordid movies, were shifted in dreams, woke on a sudden Manhattan, and picked themselves up out of basements hung over with heartless toquet and horrors of Third Avenue iron dreams, and stumbled to unemployment offices, who walked all night with their shoes full of blood on the snowbank docks waiting for a door in the East River to open to a room full of steam, heat, and opium, who created great suicidal dramas on the apartment cliff banks of the Hudson under the wartime blue floodlight of the moon, and their head shall be crowned with laurel in oblivion, who ate the lamb stew of the imagination or digested the crab at the muddy bottom of the rivers of Bowery, who wept at the romance of the streets with their push carts full of onions and bad music, who sat in boxes breathing in darkness under the bridge and rose up to build harpsichords in their lofts, who coughed on the sixth floor of Harlem, crowned with flame under the tubercular sky surrounded by orange crates of theology, who scribbled all night rocking and rolling over lofty incantations which in the yellow morning were stanzas of gibberish, who cooked rotten animals, lung, heart, feet, tail, borscht and tortillas, dreaming of the pure vegetable kingdom, who plunged themselves under meat trucks looking for an egg, who threw their watches off the roof to cast their ballot for eternity outside of time, and alarm clocks fell on their heads every day for the next decade, who cut their wrists three times successively, unsuccessfully, gave up and were forced to open antique stores where they thought they were growing old and cried, who were buried in their innocent flannel suits on Madison Avenue amid the blasts of leaden verse and tanked up clatter of the iron regiments of fashion and the nitroglycerin shrieks of the fairies of advertising and the mustard gas of sinister intelligent editors, or were run down by the drunken taxicabs of absolute reality, who jumped off the Brooklyn Bridge, this actually happened, and walked away, unknown and forgotten, into the ghostly days of Chinatown soup, alleyways and fire trucks, not even one free beer, who sang out of their windows in despair, fell out of the subway, jumped in the filthy Passaic, leaped on Negroes, cried all over the street, danced on broken wine glasses, barefoot smashed phonograph records of nostalgic European 1930s German jazz, finished the whiskey and threw up groaning into the bloody toilet, moans in their ears and the blast of colossal steam whistles, who barreled down the highways of the past, journeying to each other's hot rod, Golgotha, jail, solitude, watch, or Birmingham jazz incarnation, who drove cross-country 72 hours to find out if I had a vision, or you had a vision, or he had a vision, to find out eternity, who journeyed to Denver, who died in Denver, who came back to Denver and waited in vain, who watched over Denver and brooded and loaned in Denver, and finally went away to find out the time, and now Denver is lonesome for her heroes, who fell on their knees in hopeless cathedrals, praying for each other's salvation and light and breasts, until the soul illuminated its hair for a second, who crashed through their minds in jail, waiting for impossible criminals with golden heads and the charm of reality in their hearts, who sang sweet blues to Alcatraz, who retired to Mexico to cultivate a habit, or Rocky Mount to Tender Buddha, or Tangiers to Boys, or Southern Pacific to the Black Locomotive, or Harvard to Narcissus, to Woodlawn, to the Daisy Chain, or Grave, who demanded sanity trials, accusing the radio of hypnotism, and were left with their insanity in their hands in a hung jury, who threw potato salad at College of the City of New York lecturers on Dadaism and subsequently presented themselves on the granite steps of the madhouse with shaven heads in harlequin speech of suicide, demanding instantaneous lobotomy, and who were given instead the concrete void of insulin, metrosol, electricity, hydrotherapy, psychotherapy, occupational therapy, ping pong, and amnesia, who in humorless protest overturned only one symbolic ping-pong table, resting briefly in catatonia, returning years later truly bald, except for a wig of blood and tears and fingers, to the visible doom of the wards of the mad towns of the East, pilgrim states, rocklands and gray stones, fetid halls, bickering with echoes of the soul, rocking and rolling in the midnight solitude bench, dolmen realms of love, dream of life a nightmare, bodies turned to stone as heavy as the moon, with mother finally asterisked, and the last fantastic book flung out of the tenement window, and the last door closed at 4 a.m., and the last telephone slammed at the wall in reply, and the last furnished room emptied down to the last piece of mental furniture, a yellow paper rose twisted on a wire hanger in the closet, and even that imaginary, nothing but a hopeful little bit of hallucination. Ah, Carl, while you are not safe, I am not safe. And now you're really in the total animal soup of time. And who, therefore, ran through the icy streets obsessed with a sudden flash of the alchemy of the use of the ellipse, the catalog, the meter, and the vibrating plane, who dreamt and made incarnate gaps in time and space through images juxtaposed, and trapped the archangel of the soul between two visual images, and joined the elemental verbs, and set the noun and dash of consciousness together, jumping with sensation of pater omnipotens aeterna deus, to recreate the syntax and measure of poor human prose, and stand before you speechless and intelligent, and shaking with shame, rejected yet confessing out the soul to conform to the rhythm of thought in his naked and endless head, the madman, bum, and angel beat in time, unknown, yet putting down here what might be left to say in time come after death, and rose, reincarnate in the ghostly clothes of jazz in the gold horn shadow of the band, and blew the suffering of America's naked mind for love into an Eli, Eli, Lama, Lama, Sabachthani saxophone cry that shivered the cities down to the last radio with the absolute heart of the poem of life butchered out of their own bodies, good to eat 1,000 years. What sphinx of cement and aluminum bashed open their skulls and ate up their brains and imagination? Moloch, solitude, filth, ugliness, ash cans and unobtainable dollars, children screaming under stairways, boys sobbing in armies, old men weeping in the parks. Moloch, Moloch, nightmare of Moloch, Moloch the loveless, mental Moloch, Moloch the heavy judger of men, Moloch the incomprehensible prison, Moloch the crossbones, soulless jailhouse and congress of sorrows, Moloch, whose buildings are judgment, Moloch, the vast stone of war, Moloch, the stunned governments, Moloch, whose mind is pure machinery, Moloch, whose blood is running money, Moloch, whose fingers are 10 armies, Moloch, whose breast is a cannibal dynamo, Moloch, whose ear is a smoking tomb, Moloch, whose eyes are 1,000 blind windows, Moloch, whose skyscrapers stand in the long streets like endless Jehovah's, Moloch, whose factories dream and croak in the fog, Moloch, whose smokestacks and antennae crown the cities, Moloch, whose love is endless oil and stone, Moloch, whose soul is electricity and banks, Moloch, whose poverty is the specter of genius, Moloch, whose fate is a cloud of sexless hydrogen, Moloch, whose name is the mind, Moloch, in whom I sit lonely, Moloch, in whom I dream angels, crazy in Moloch, cocksucker in Moloch, lack love and manless in Moloch, Moloch, who entered my soul early, Moloch, in whom I am a consciousness without a body, Moloch, who frightened me out of my natural ecstasy, Moloch, whom I abandon. Wake up in Moloch, light streaming out of the sky, Moloch, Moloch, robot apartments, invisible suburbs, skeleton treasuries, blind capitals, demonic industries, spectral nations, invincible madhouses, granite cocks, monstrous bombs. They broke their backs, lifting Moloch to heaven. Pavements, trees, radios, tons, lifting the city to heaven, which exists and is everywhere about us. Visions, omens, hallucinations, miracles, ecstasies, gone down the American River. Dreams, adorations, illuminations, religions, the whole boatload of sensitive bullshit. Breakthroughs over the river, flips and crucifixions, gone down the flood, highs, epiphanies, despairs, 10 years animal screams and suicides, minds, new loves, mad generation, down on the rocks of time. Real holy laughter in the river. They saw it all. The wild eyes, the holy yells. They bade farewell. They jumped off the roof to solitude, waving, carrying flowers, down to the river, into the street. Carl Solomon, I'm with you in Rockland, where you're madder than I am. I'm with you in Rockland, where you must feel very strange. I'm with you in Rockland, where you imitate the shade of my mother. I'm with you in Rockland, where you've murdered your 12 secretaries. I'm with you in Rockland, where you laugh at this invisible humor. I'm with you in Rockland, where we are great writers on the same dreadful typewriter. I'm with you in Rockland, where your condition has become serious and is reported on the radio. I'm with you in Rockland, where the faculties of the skull no longer admit the worms of the senses. I'm with you in Rockland, where you drink the tea of the breasts of the spinsters of Utica. I'm with you in Rockland, where you pun on the bodies of your nurses, the harpies of the Bronx. I'm with you in Rockland, where you scream in a straitjacket that you're losing the game of the actual ping-pong of the abyss. I'm with you in Rockland, where you bang on the catatonic piano. The soul is innocent, empty, and immortal. It should never die, ungodly, in an armed madhouse. I'm with you in Rockland, where 50 more shocks will never return your soul to its body again from its pilgrimage to a cross in the void. I'm with you in Rockland, where you accuse your doctors of insanity and plot the Hebrew socialist revolution against the fascist national Golgotha. I'm with you in Rockland, where you'll split the heavens of Long Island and resurrect your living human Jesus from the superhuman tomb. I'm with you in Rockland, where there are 25,000 mad comrades all together singing the final stanzas of the Internationale. I'm with you in Rockland, where we hug and kiss the United States under our bedsheets, the United States that coughs all night and won't let us sleep. I'm with you in Rockland, where we wake up electrified out of the coma by our own soul's airplanes roaring over the roof. They've come to drop angelic bombs. The hospital illuminates itself. Imaginary walls collapse. Oh, skinny legions, run outside. Oh, star east-fangled shock of mercy, the eternal war is here. Oh, victory, forget your underwear, we're free. I'm with you in Rockland. In my dreams, you walk dripping from a sea journey on the highway across America in tears to the door of my cottage in the western night. Holy, 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 holy. The world is holy, the soul is holy, the skin is holy, the nose is holy, the tongue and cock and hand and asshole holy. Everything is holy, everybody's holy, everywhere is holy, every day is an eternity, every man's an angel. The bum's as holy as the seraphim, the madman's holy as you, my soul, are holy. The typewriter is holy, the poem is holy, the voice is holy, the hearers are holy, the ecstasy is holy. Holy Peter, holy Alan, holy Solomon, holy Lucian, holy Kerouac, holy Hunky, holy Burroughs, holy Cassidy, holy Sangha, holy the unknown buggered and suffering beggars, holy the hideous human angels, holy my mother in the insane asylum, holy the cocks of the grandfathers of Kansas, holy the groaning saxophone, holy the bop apocalypse, holy the jazz bands, marijuana hipsters, peace, peyote, pipes and drums. Holy the solitudes of skyscrapers and pavements. Holy the cafeterias filled with the millions. Holy the mysterious rivers of tears under the streets. Holy the lone juggernaut. Holy the vast lamb of the middle class. Holy the crazy shepherds of rebellion. Who digs Los Angeles is Los Angeles. Holy New York, holy San Francisco, holy Peoria and Seattle, holy Boulder, holy Paris, holy Tangier, holy Moscow, holy Istanbul. Holy time in eternity, holy eternity in time. Holy the clocks in space, holy the fourth dimension, holy the fifth international, holy the angel in Moloch. Holy the sea, holy the desert, holy the railroad, holy the locomotive, holy the visions, holy the hallucinations, holy the miracles, holy the eyeball, holy the abyss, holy forgiveness, mercy, charity, faith, holy ours, bodies, suffering, magnanimity. Holy the supernatural, extra intelligent, brilliant kindness of the soul. Ego confession. Ego confession. Ego confession. I want to be known as the most brilliant man in America. Introduced to Gyalwa Karmapa, heir of the whispered transmission, crazy wisdom, practice lineage,
as a secret young wise man who visited him and winked anonymously a decade ago in Gangtok, prepared the way for Dharma in America without mentioning Dharma, scribbled laughter, who saw Blake an abandoned God, to whom Leary the messianic Fink sent a message, darkest hour steel sheet somewhere in the federal prison system, who went backstage to Cecil Taylor, serious, chat chord structure and time in nightclub, who fucked a rose-lipped rock star in a tiny bedroom slum watched by a statue of Vajrasattva, and overthrew the CIA with a silent thought. Old bohemians many years hence in Viennese beer gardens will recall his many young lovers with astonishing faces and iron breasts, his Gnostic apparatus, magical observation of spider webs, extraordinary cooking, lung stew and spaghetti alla vongole, and recipe for salad dressing, 3 parts oil, 1 part vinegar, much garlic, honey, a spoonful. His extraordinary ego at service of Dharma and completely empty, unafraid of his own self's specter, parroting the gossip of gurus and geniuses famous for their reticence, who sang a blues, made rock stars weep, and moved old black guitarists to laughter in Memphis. I want to be the spectacle of poesy, triumphant over the trickery of the world, omniscient, breathing its own breath through war, tear gas, spy hallucination, whose common sense astonished gaga gurus and rich artists, who could call the Justice Department and threaten to blow the whistle, who stopped the wars, turned back petrochemical industries captains to grieve and groan in bed, who chopped wood, built forest houses, established farms, distributed monies to poor poets and nourished the imaginative genius of the land, sat silent in the roar of jazz, writing poetry with an old-fashioned ink pen, wasn't afraid of God or death after his 48th year, let his brains turn to water under laughing gas, his gold molar pulled by futuristic dentists. Seaman, new ocean surface a year, carpenter late, learned Bevel and Mattock, son, conversed with elder Pound, and treated his father gently. All empty, all for show, all for the sake of poesy, to set surpassing example of sanity as measure for late generations, exemplify muse power to the young, avert future suicide, accepting his own lie and the gaps between lies with equal good humor, solitary in worlds full of insects and singing birds, all solitary, who had no subject but himself in many disguises, some outside his own body, including empty air-filled space in forests and cities, even climbed mountains to create his mountain with ice axe and crampons and ropes over glaciers,